Hi, this is Larissa, L4 Leadership, Leadership Consultant and Executive Coach. Welcome to this Leadership Podcast. As with all my Leadership Podcasts, my intention is to help you increase your awareness so you can create possibilities and choose mindfully as you lead your career, your business, and your life. I'm going to call this podcast, Be Calm, Hit It on the Green. Have you ever had an important meeting that you had to go to where it was important for you to be at your very best for this meeting? I know I've had meetings like this, and oftentimes I'll walk in and I'll think, oh, don't be nervous. And inevitably what ends up happening is I'm nervous. Or sometimes maybe you have to meet somebody that's important, and it's important that not only that you look good, but you say things that aren't stupid. So you tell yourself, don't say something stupid. And what ends up happening, of course, is inevitably you say something stupid. What is happening here? Well, I thought I'd use an example that I come across sometimes in the game of golf. And even if you don't golf, please stick with me here, and hopefully it'll help illustrate my point that I'm trying to make. In the game of golf, you're trying to hit a little white ball into a hole. There are some things that get in your way. For one, just our own skill, the distance between where you start to hit the ball and where you have to get to, and then obstacles along the way on the course. One obstacle that we often see, at least out here in the Northwest where I live and do a lot of my work, is water obstacles. So I'll come up to one of these places where I have to put my ball down and hit it over the water obstacle onto a fairway or onto the green. And what do I tell myself? I say, don't hit it in the water. Don't hit it in the water. If I'm golfing with somebody, they'll look at me and say, now see the water? Don't hit it in the water. Or what happens is I put my ball down, I tee it up, I get ready, I take my practice swing, I remind myself not to hit it in the water. And what ends up happening, of course, is kerplunk. Ball goes in the water. And not only do I hit the ball in the water, but so many people hit the ball in the water that on the other side of this water is usually an area where the golf course has set up a little temporary tee box where they want you to put your ball down and hit it because they know that most people end up hitting the ball in the water. Now, why is that? Put this in perspective here. We're not talking about an ocean that we're trying to hit over. We're trying to hit over usually a small man-made body of water, a pond, maybe something that's 20 or 30 yards in width. And an average golfer can hit the ball pretty easily 100 yards, at least 80 yards, and some can hit it 200 yards. But why is it that we're hitting the ball in the water? Well, your brain can't be told what not to do. All the brain hears is words and then tries to make sense of those words that you give it. So, for example, when you tell your brain, or when you tell yourself, don't hit in the water, all the brain hears is, hit it in the water. When you tell yourself, don't be nervous, all the brain hears is, be nervous. See, by telling yourself what not to do, you're not telling yourself what to do. So some common examples of this, don't be nervous, don't forget, don't judge, don't be late. All these don'ts aren't helping ourselves reach our goals. What I want you to do is start thinking about what are the things that you want yourself to do and tell your brain that. Instead of be nervous, tell yourself relax. Instead of don't forget, remember to. Don't judge, be open. Don't be late, leave early. And the next time you go up to that tee box and you see a big pond of water that you have to hit over, what I want you to tell yourself is be calm. Hit it on the green. This is Larissa, L4 Leadership. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I wish you courage, support, and all the success that you can handle as you continue to move on your leadership journey. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you next time. This podcast is brought to you by L4 Leadership. For more articles and podcasts on leadership, go to www.l4leadership.com. That's the letter L, the number 4, leadership.com.